Four people were arrested Friday night after an employee who works at a hotel in downtown Denver alerted authorities that there were more than a dozen weapons and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition inside a room. Denver 7 reports that police feared a Las Vegas-style shooting during the All-Star baseball game at nearby Coors Field. Festivities for the event began yesterday. Police confiscated 16 long guns, ammunition, and body armor from the room at the Maven Hotel, a block away from the stadium, which had a balcony overlooking the downtown area. Authorities charged three men and one woman on gun and drug charges. Officials held a news conference yesterday afternoon and said the public is safe to take part in Major League Baseball's annual gathering. Mayor Michael Hancock, joined by the Director of Public Safety and the police chief, commended the hotel staff for speaking up. Hancock said there's no ongoing threat as the situation is under control and there was never any consideration of rescheduling the game to be played tomorrow. The FBI released a statement saying they have no reason to believe the incident was connected to terrorism or directed at the All-Star game. On Sunday, a group rallied in Denver calling attention to voting rights, which brought the All-Star baseball game to the city and away from Atlanta. The group met at Metropolitan State University demanding that voting rights be secured by the federal Congress. Several states have passed laws making it harder to vote, including Georgia, where the game was to be played. We'll have more on the rally after headlines. The Children's Center at CU Boulder has been cited for safety hazards and not complying with staffing numbers, among other violations. The Daily Camera reports that the action against the facility came after an inspection by the State Department of Human Services in June. Staff members at the center had sent a letter to the campus Human Resources Department raising concerns over safety, the number of staff, and the quality of education. The state found 18 violations during the inspection that were unrelated to the initial complaint, according to the report. One teacher who has been at the center for more than 12 years told the paper that the problems had been getting progressively worse since the center reopened last August after being closed during the pandemic. A spokesperson for CU said in a statement that the Children's Center is being impacted by a nationwide shortage of qualified teachers. Proponents of a ban on the sale and the manufacture of new fur products in Boulder have gathered enough signatures to be on the ballot in November. The Fur Free Boulder campaign would make it unlawful to make, sell, or display fur in the city. One of the organizers told the Daily Camera that they aren't aware of any businesses that currently would be affected if the measure passed, but their hope is it could spur action on a greater scale, for example, in Denver and the state as a whole. Two other initiatives have made the ballot. Let Boulder voters decide on the annexation of CU South and Bedrooms Are for People. The city council is scheduled to discuss the measure in August. Tomorrow's Boulder City Council meeting will be held online for members, staff, and the public. The Daily Camera reports that the council members and staff plan to return to in-person meetings with the public participating and viewing virtually. But because of technology problems, in-person meetings will now be postponed until at least July 20th. More than 100 people in Colorado who attended Westwood College will have their student loans wiped off the books by the federal government. The total debt that will be canceled for those in the state amounts to about $4 million and affects more than 115 borrowers. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser praised the U.S. Education Department's decision, saying in a release that his office had investigated Westwood 9 years ago, before he was AG, over allegations of violations of the state's Consumer Protection Act. Weiser said that the federal government found Westwood made misrepresentations about the ability of students to transfer credits at its campuses across the nation, and the institution misled some about the ability to get law enforcement jobs after graduation. Westwood College was founded in Denver and closed about 5 years ago. The city of Boulder is closing access to South Boulder Creek at South Mesa Trailhead in about a week to prevent the spread of invasive New Zealand mud snails. Some access has already been closed, but the closure is being expanded. The Open Space and Mountain Parks Department said in a statement that it decided that closing creek access at South Mesa Trailhead is necessary to help prevent infestation further downstream.